Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Zen Golf, Mastering the Mental Game by Dr. Joseph Parent blends practical golf psychology with Zen-influenced attention training. Rather than focusing on swing mechanics, the book centers on how players think, feel, and respond under pressure. Parent, a longtime golf instructor and mental coach, frames common on-course struggles such as tension on the first tee, fear of hazards, anger after mistakes, and overthinking during the swing as attention and attitude problems that can be trained. The approach emphasizes being present, accepting what is happening, and committing fully to each shot. Readers are guided toward simple routines and mindful habits that make performance more consistent, while also making the game more enjoyable. The tone is accessible and golf-specific, translating abstract ideas into clear behaviors a player can practice during a round. It aims to help golfers play closer to their potential by changing their relationship to outcomes, mistakes, and pressure moments. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, playing one shot at a time with present moment focus. A core theme is training attention so it rests on the only thing a golfer can truly play, the current shot. Many golfers mentally time travel, replaying a bad hole or forecasting the score they want, and that divided attention shows up as rushed decisions, poor contact, and emotional swings. The book presents present moment focus as a skill, not a personality trait. In practical terms, that means noticing when the mind drifts and gently returning it to what is relevant right now: the lie, the wind, the target, and the intended shot shape. This also reframes pre-shot time as preparation rather than worry. When attention is anchored in the present, the player becomes more responsive to actual conditions and less reactive to imagined threats. The concept supports steadier tempo because the mind is no longer trying to control the future. It also reduces the need to force outcomes, a common source of tension. By repeatedly practicing one shot at a time, golfers build consistency and enjoy the process more, even on days when the score is not cooperating. Secondly, letting go of ego and score attachment. Another important topic is how ego and identity get entangled with performance. Golfers often judge themselves through score, compare themselves to playing partners, or chase a personal best with tight expectations. Parent argues that this attachment creates the very anxiety that blocks fluid motion and good decisions. The book encourages shifting from an outcome-obsessed mindset to a process-oriented one, where the goal is to make a clear commitment and execute with presence. That does not mean lowering standards or not caring. It means caring in a way that supports performance rather than constricts it. By loosening the grip on score, golfers can accept imperfect shots without spiraling into anger or shame. The practical benefit is better recovery after mistakes, fewer blow-up holes, and more stable confidence. This mental shift also helps with strategic patience, choosing the right target and club rather than the heroic option that protects pride. Over time, detaching from ego makes the round feel less like a personal verdict and more like a series of solvable problems, which tends to improve scoring indirectly. Thirdly, a simple pre-shot routine built on awareness and commitment. The book emphasizes routines as a bridge between intention and execution. Under pressure, golfers either speed up or overcontrol the swing with excessive thoughts. A consistent pre-shot routine gives the mind a dependable sequence: assess, choose, visualize, commit, and then swing without mental interference. Parent links this to mindful awareness, noticing tension, breath, and internal chatter before it hijacks the motion. The routine is not meant to be rigid theater. It is a practical checklist that keeps attention on controllables. A key element is commitment, meaning the player chooses a target and shot plan and then fully accepts the consequences. That commitment frees the swing from last-second doubt, which is a common cause of deceleration, steering, and poor contact. The routine also provides a reset after distractions such as slow play, crowd noise, or a partner's comment. By repeating the same mental steps, golfers create a calmer baseline and a reliable trigger for a smooth tempo. The payoff is fewer tentative swings and a greater ability to access the same swing on the range and the course. Fourthly, managing emotions. From anger and fear to constructive response, Parent addresses emotional control not as suppression but as skillful response. Golf reliably triggers fear, frustration, and impatience because outcomes matter and feedback is immediate. The book frames emotions as information and energy that can be noticed, accepted, and redirected. When a player fights emotions or judges them harshly, the mental noise grows, leading to more mistakes and a downward spiral. Instead, the approach is to acknowledge what is present, allow it to pass, and then return attention to the next decision. This is especially relevant after a penalty, a missed short put, or a sudden loss of rhythm. The book also tackles fear on demanding shots, such as carries over water or tight driving holes, encouraging players to focus on a positive target and committed motion rather than hazard avoidance. Emotional management supports smarter strategy as well. A calm mind is more likely to choose conservative lines when appropriate and to accept bogey as a normal part of scoring. The practical result is improved resilience, the ability to continue playing effectively, even when the round does not start well or when pressure rises late. Lastly, effortless performance, trusting the swing and avoiding overthinking. A central Zen-influenced idea in the book is that good golf often happens when effort is directed wisely. Many golfers equate trying harder with better results, then tighten up and add mechanical thoughts mid-swing. Parent promotes an effortless performance mindset, where the player prepares thoughtfully and then lets the body do what it is trained to do. This highlights the difference between conscious planning and unconscious execution. The conscious mind can choose club, target, and shot shape, but it interferes when it tries to control the swing sequence in real time. The book encourages trust, which is built through practice and reinforced by routine and acceptance. This trust reduces the tendency to steer the ball and helps maintain tempo. The concept also supports learning instead of judging each shot as good or bad in a personal way. The golfer observes outcomes and makes adjustments later, not during the swing. By cultivating trust and letting go at the right moment, golfers are more likely to experience flow states where attention narrows naturally and performance feels smooth. This not only improves scoring potential, but also makes the game more satisfying. In conclusion, this book is best for golfers who feel their scores do not match their ability because of nerves, anger, overthinking, or inconsistent focus. It also fits competitive players who want steadier performance under pressure, and recreational golfers who want the game to be more enjoyable instead of emotionally draining. The benefits extend beyond lower scores. Training attention, commitment, and acceptance can improve patience, decision-making, and resilience, skills that transfer to work and daily stress. The book offers practical on-course behaviors, such as presence cues, routine building, and response to mistakes rather than abstract motivation. Compared with many mental game titles that lean heavily on sports psychology theory or generic positivity, this one stands out by translating Zen principles into golf-specific situations and simple actions that can be practiced during a round. It focuses on what a player can control, how to reset quickly, and how to trust the swing without forcing it. If you want a clear framework for staying calm, committed, and consistent, it is a worthwhile purchase that complements any technical instruction. If you would like to support Dr. Joseph Parent, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.